Has anyone else noticed that our emojis are changing faster than they used to?
At least for marking irony, the crying emoji and the skull emoji both had a few years of popularity before they began to feel overused.
However, this year alone, we've seemingly moved from the heartbreak emoji to the wilting rose emoji to the dead battery emoji, and now I'm starting to see the healed heart and full battery emojis.
The difference is that since 2025, a new subculture has coalesced around a shared goal of actively producing new niche or underground memes. The subculture, which is sometimes called jug talk or niche community, is defined by a desire to progressively gatekeep ironic humor, so they keep coming up with new slang and new emojis that get discarded as soon as they reach the mainstream. For example, if you saw the acronym trend like ICLTSPMO, or if you saw the fake names trend where people would nonsensically say things like Kevin, Owen, and Gert, those were all created by the niche community, which just kept moving on once the memes became popular. And on one hand, this is fascinating because the very existence of jug talk is causing our language to evolve faster than before. But on the other hand, the subculture is highly influenced by hood irony aesthetics, which fundamentally draw their comedic value from the fact that they make fun of black people. Like, the whole emoji thing goes back to the skull emoji, which goes back to a hood irony trend of parroting emoji use on black Facebook posts. And the ICLTSPMO trend at its core satirized acronyms which were commonly used in online African American English in a way that made a farce of their original purpose.